Welcome to the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show comes to you live from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark. Brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Desserts Bakery, Lewis Clark Insurance, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lakeside Self-Storage and Heat, and Ship Brothers Brewing.
And a pleasant Monday evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers. I'm Brian Mays, your host, and for the first time, I think, in our 4 years that we've done this show, Mother Nature not cooperating tonight. It is raining pretty good at the moment, but that gives you all the more reason to come down. Why, you might ask? Because the bowl of the month here at Ship Brothers, Ale House Chili. I mean, is there a better night to have chili than the way it's raining right now? By the way, dessert of the month. How about warm apple cobbler? Again, perfect for a rainy evening. So come on down, have yourself some great food, some great drinks, and enjoy Ship Brothers here. As tonight we spotlight the Heath Bulldogs. We'll be talking some football and also girls golf with some exciting news that took place earlier today with the girls golf team. We'll have all that for you in just a few minutes. But as we always do, let's recap last Friday night in high school football. Crossover games between the LCL Cardinal and the LCL Buckeye. We'll start with Granville's Kyle Kirby. Two more touchdowns, 264 yards rushing on only 16 carries. This is after a tough loss on the road at Washington Courthouse, defeat Utica 35-0 in their homecoming contest. Jackson McMillan also completed 6 of 9 passing for 92 yards and a couple of touchdowns to freshman receiver Carter Ryan in the victory. Utica was able to move the ball offensively. They had 283 total yards, but they turned it over on downs 3 times in Granville territory, also with a pair of interceptions as well. Aaron Hayes, another solid night for Utica, 22 of 32 for 171 yards. So Utica now 1-4. Granville is 4-1. Licking Heights got their first win of the 2025 campaign, defeating Lakewood by a final of 45-0. Jaden Powell and Caden Cross each had a couple of touchdown runs. Powell from 6 and 10 yards out. Cross also scoring from 10 and the big one at 47 yards as the Hornets went out to 26-0 at halftime and cruised to the 45-0 victory. So now the Hornets are 1-4. Lakewood is 0-5. Licking Valley got it up and running against Newark Catholic as Brody Rogers accounted for 5 of the Panthers' 8 touchdowns in their 57-13 victory. Rogers went 15 of 20 for 273 yards and 3 touchdowns. Also ran for a couple of scores on 28 yards as well. Donovan Deloney and Dylan Keeley also had combined 18 carries for 150 yards. Malone Hutchinson led the Green Wave. He completed 11 passes for 82 yards and a couple of scores. Johnstown, back-to-back weeks. They go to overtime. They lost 2 weeks ago to Mount Vernon. This time they're able to get an exciting 43-42 victory at home as Slayton Fouts from Johnstown's defensive secondary stopped Graham Smith of Watkins just shy of the goal line to give the Johnnies a one-point victory. So a huge win for Johnstown. Watkins had led twice by over 14, 14-zip and 21-7 in the first half, but Johnstown was able to get it to a 21-21 halftime tie, and back and forth they went, but including Watkins scoring with just 1 second left in regulation, Drew Samsel hitting Dylan Kennedy for a 9-yard touchdown. Then they had to go for 2, and they got it. So you would think they had all the momentum going into the overtime period, but Johnstown is able to get the victory. Landon Myers led the way, 132 yards rushing on just 15 carries, did get a touchdown. Also, Ryan Sager had 28 carries for 130 yards and touchdowns of 4 of them, 28, 3, and 4, before capping it off with the overtime touchdown run he gave to give Johnstown the 7-point lead, and they stopped the 2-point conversion. So Johnstown is now 3-2 as they get ready to defend their LCL Cardinal championship championship, and Watkins is 1-4. Northridge snapped a three-game losing streak. They defeated Zanesville by a final of 21-13 to move to 2-3 on the season. Zanesville outgained the Vikings 242-193, but the turnover battle was huge as Northridge was able to get four turnovers and kept the pigskin themselves, and that was the difference in the ballgame. Ty Kohler went 7 of 11 for 38 yards passing. Also, Michael Eisler scored, or I should say caught four balls for 27 yards. Brandon Bingham, he was the man again, scoring a couple of touchdowns late. Charlie Kincaid adding the kick for the final margin as well for the 21-13 victory. So Zanesville is now 0-5, and Northridge 2-3. Over to the OCC Buckeye. Newark was on the road looking to get back on the winning track after they fell at home to Groveport. They go down to Hocking County and defeat the Logan Chieftains by a final of 49-7. And it was a school record performance by senior quarterback Bodie Smith. 16 for 22, 377 yards, and a school record 6 passing touchdowns. They wasted no time on the opening drive, if they've done a couple times this year, scoring off with a pass from Smith to junior running back Colton Peterson. Then Logan fumbled, and the Wildcat defense was able to recover, and Smith connected with Jason Giblin from 2 yards out, and the route was on, with Logan only able to get 7 points late, and Newark going on to the 49-7 victory. So Smith had tied the record back in week three with 5 touchdown passes in that game against Zanesville, tied the mark held by him and Steele Meister, but now he owns the record books to himself with 6 touchdown passes in that victory over the Chieftains. Colton Peterson, he also added 72 yards rushing on only 6 attempts. So Newark is now 3-2, 1-1 in the OCC Buckeye. So looking ahead this week, in the LCL Buckeye, you're going to have Granville at Watkins Memorial. Licking Heights will travel to Licking Valley. Mount Vernon will entertain Zanesville. LCL Cardinal, it's Northridge hosting Newark Catholic. Lakewood on the road at Utica. And our game of the week coming up this Friday will be at Heath as the Bulldogs entertain the Johnnies. We'll have it all for you with the pregame at 6:45 and the live kickoff at 7. Newark is also back home in the OCC Buckeye as the Cats play host to Canal Winchester, who just had their first loss on the season Friday, losing a shootout to Pickerington Central by a final of 37-20. So those are the games coming up. But when we return, we're going to talk Heath football, look back at their game with Mount Vernon last Friday, and look ahead towards the matchup with the Johnstown Johnnies. That's next as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage in Heath. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Save space and money. Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local. Lakeside Storage Heath, 614-908-0246.
That's 614-908-0246.
The commercial Exmark Laser Z Zero Turn Mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today for more details.
Ever notice how one misplay can mess up an entire football season? Selecting the wrong insurance can be just as bad. Everything is great until it isn't. A claim happens and you can't talk to a real person. Kind of like a football team without a head coach. This is where we come in. I'm Cindy Lane. Let our team here at Lewis Clark Insurance provide choices for your insurance needs. Proudly representing Auto Owners Insurance, bringing value, reliability, and trust you can count on. Auto Owners Insurance, just one of the teams in our playbook. LewisClarkInsurance.com.
Volunteering is a great way to stay active and engaged in your community. Licking Memorial Hospital will host the Polly Mitchin Volunteer Recruitment Event on Tuesday, September 30th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. in the John and Mary Alford Pavilion. Attendees can talk with current volunteers to learn about the vital role that volunteers play in providing support and comfort to patients and visitors. For more information, contact the volunteer office at 220-564-4084.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love sweetness of.
Come see us for the 2025 factory authorized clearance event. This is Jeff from the toy store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0.99% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the toy store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. Come see us. It'll be the best decision you make. You won't be disappointed.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Licking County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. That is Mike's Roofing.
And we're back with the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back, everyone. Time to talk some Heath football. Got a couple players that we'll introduce here shortly. We'll start, though, with head coach Tim Ward, and I believe ninth year now. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Wow. And you still don't have a lot of gray. I'm impressed.
Yeah, got a little bit going there.
Well, Coach, obviously you would like to see a better record than 1-4. But as we talked before last week, the teams that you have played, Valley still undefeated, Buckeye Valley still undefeated, Mount Vernon is an improved ball club, Philo only has one loss, and all of these schools are bigger than Heath. So you've definitely taken on the challenge, and I think you've seen this team grow up and mature a little bit even during this tough stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm a big believer that iron sharpens iron, and you're only going to get to where you want to go by playing teams that are going to prepare you for that. And our goals every year are always to win the league and to make a run in the playoffs. And in order to do that, we've got to play some teams up front that prepare us for that league run. And I think the teams that we played this year prepared us for that situation. And, like you said, the record might not be what we want it to be, but we had opportunities in a lot of those games to win, and we saw a lot of bright spots also, and so a lot that we can build on going into league play.
And I don't know if you're going to find, I mean, the team coming up is going to be very physical, but every team you've played is big up front. They play very physical football. So you talk about getting ready. I mean, these guys have to know we've taken on some of the more physical teams from around this area.
Absolutely, yeah. The nature of the beast when it comes to football, especially high school football in Central Ohio, is trying to play a physical brand of football, and that's what we try and play. And although a lot of those games did come up on the losing side of the scoreboard, I do take a lot of pride in the fact that a lot of those other coaches, when they come across, they're like, Coach, you guys are playing a very physical football style, and I appreciate that.
Let's bring in a couple of guys that are going to have big games on Friday. I'm going to make that projection right now. Quarterback Braden Gibson, thanks so much for joining us. And a guy that just never gets off the field, and that's J.J. Holloway. He's always doing something on the field. Braden, let's start with you, because at the quarterback position, people want to look at how things are going with you. How do you feel? Because last year was your first year as the starter. In year two, how are you feeling in the role?
It feels great. It's like we're not where we are right now, but we're doing great, and we just got to keep going.
And I'm going to single you out specifically, and don't take this the wrong way, but I thought you threw the ball in the second half with a lot more confidence against Mount Vernon. I mean, you were really zipping it, and that one drive where you guys scored to get your second touchdown of the game, I really thought you kind of grew of age a little bit right there. Here comes a little pressure. You stayed in the pocket, and you really delivered it. Now, maybe that's me seeing things, but how did you feel as the game went on that you played against Mount Vernon?
I mean, I just talked to my O-line and told them we got to get this together, and we got to win the game.
And you definitely made the plays to do it. A guy that also makes plays, J.J. Holloway. J.J., is there a side of the ball you prefer over one, or you just like going out and playing?
Definitely defense, but in general, I just like going out and playing.
Was it a couple times, because again, we always think we know in media, but we don't know squad, where you were spying the quarterback? Were you kind of the spy, or did you just go for it and make a cut? Because you made a couple great one-on-one plays against him.
Yeah, so during practice, we were really focused on not letting the quarterback on the read option pull it and get loose. So I was kind of the guy who needed to focus on that. So that was my main focus going into the game.
And I think besides his run in the second half, you guys, for the most part, contained him from a big play standpoint, Coach.
Yeah, I'd agree. That was definitely a bright spot of the game because, again, you see the wins and the losses and obviously, the game didn't come out in the end what we wanted, but our guys bought into what we tried to preach as far as the game plan goes, and for the most part, the game plan was executed pretty well. A couple things here and there that go the other way, and the scoreboard goes the other way, but
yeah.
Again, our guys, they took what we did in practice, and they translated it into the game.
You guys, obviously, are seniors and leaders on this ball club, and the one thing that with Coach Ward's program and the teams, and you guys are part of this, is there is no quit. You easily could have been down. The second half didn't start the way you wanted to at all, but that seemed to light a fire in you guys a little bit. And you outplayed Mount Vernon the rest of the way. So I guess, J.J., we'll start with you. How do you keep yourself up in situations where it's not looking great, because you know the freshmen, sophomores, or juniors are looking at you saying, okay, he's still in it, we've got to find a way to stay in it?
Yeah, I just really try to gather the seniors and get everybody on the same page to try to get the guys to rally around us and just try to provoke leadership out through like the entire team. So yeah.
And do you just try not to get too high or too low? Because week three, that was a great win at Academy. That's a really good football team, and you guys just laid the wood to them. So do you try to balance those highs and lows, because it is such a long season?
Yeah. Our coaches say when you win, you're not as good as you think you are, and when you lose, you're not as bad as you think you are. So I think that's pretty true.
Braden, why football? What got you interested in football? And then the second part of that, it's the most scrutinized position out there on the field, quarterback. What made you want to look at being a quarterback?
Just my dad playing at high school, played at Utica, and just always following his footsteps.
Any particular area that you really wanted to be the quarterback? I mean, is it just something that, hey, a couple times you threw the ball and said, okay, I think I could do this?
Yeah, when I was young, I can just throw the ball far, and now I'm here.
Now you're here. J.J., how about you? What got you into football?
Just growing up, my dad played semi-pro football for a while, so just growing up watching him and watching college football and just watching players I loved watching.
Now, I'm not going to name the players or the school, but a few weeks ago we made our NFL picks, and two of them picked the Cleveland Browns. So if either of you picked the Browns to make the playoffs and reach the Super Bowl, we're probably going to have to end this conversation, because we just know that's not going to be happening. So, favorite NFL team, or you team do you think you can win the Super Bowl?
I like the Seahawks, and every year I think we can win the Super Bowl. So.
Oh, okay. See, now I go way back, Seahawks, Jim Zorn and Steve Largent from the expansion days, but okay, I like that pick. Braden?
My favorite team is the Cowboys, but they have no chance of winning. I got the Eagles winning, though.
Okay, that's probably a better pick, because I don't know that the Cowboys could have made the Bears look any better yesterday, because that was absolutely
atrocious. Was hard to watch.
Yeah, I bet it was. Now, do you guys watch a lot of college and pro football and try to learn a couple things? Or is it more of, hey, we just want to watch this sport because we're doing it the rest of the week and trying to get better? Or do you try to pick up a couple things?
Yeah, I try to watch as much college as I can to, like, see what I can learn and pick up from them.
JJ, how about you?
Yeah, I watch a lot of college football, just watching guys who play my position, seeing what I can learn and apply to my game.
Is that something that you, because sometimes there are certain players or certain sports where you don't want them to follow what's going on, but you're comfortable with these guys knowing what they need to do and maybe not what to do with watching college and pro guys?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we talk about it a lot. I encourage these guys to go watch other games, whether it be a different high school game, if there's a game on a Saturday night or a Thursday night, or whether it be college or NFL. I think you can learn something from pretty much any of them. I'm a big believer that you can always learn, whether you learn something that you want to emulate or whether you learn something that you don't want to do. You can learn from the good, you can learn from the bad. So I love that they're watching, and I tell them, hey, if you're going to watch a football game, watch the position that you're playing. I mean, if you're trying to play college football, why would you not want to watch what those guys are doing that gets you there?
Braden, you're halfway through the season, and league play starts against Johnstown, a very good team that won the league last year. What's your message? Because I see you as kind of a quiet leader, maybe not as boisterous as some others, but what's your message going to be again to the guys that this might be their first league contest coming up on Friday, and what do you want them to understand the importance and the magnitude of it? And it's also, I believe, homecoming too on Friday night. So there's a lot of fanfare for Friday. How do you keep these young guys from just focusing on the game?
I mean, this game really depends on if we make playoffs and if we win the league. It's a big game.
JJ, how about you?
Obviously, like you said, homecoming and all that stuff plays into it, but I think we just need to focus on keeping the guys energized on the game, because this is a fresh start for us, and I'm going into this with a 0-0 record mindset. So,
and I, when we look at games to start the year, I always think this is the game that can decide the league championship, and that's no disrespect to the other schools and the programs or that are going on, but as your coach said, it's Johnstown's until somebody knocks them off, and you guys have the first opportunity to do it. When you go up against the Johnnies, what are the couple of areas you think are the most important?
Really just their play style. They like to run the ball a lot and hit people, but I mean, anybody can get beat on any given day, so we just need to match physicality and go after them.
And I really thought you guys did match the physicality Friday night. I thought there was some good hard hitting. Again, you guys made some really solid tackles. I can't think, again, besides that one run where guys broke four or five tackles and made big plays. So is that even more of an emphasis when you got Johnstown coming in? Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to make sure we're using our fundamentals, and it just goes back to practice. Coaches prepare us, and we just got to be able to take what we learn in practice and apply it to games.
Offensively, you had the home run right off the bat against Mount Vernon. Then it just kind of, that second drive, I think, if we could have avoided a couple penalties, you may have been able to take in the end zone. But so you want a solid start on Friday. How do you, it's tough to say this, you know, on a Monday before a Friday game, but what are you looking for leading the offense Friday night?
Just stay very positive and keep our line up, because once they get down, it's hard to get them back up, but just stay really positive.
Is it, and I don't want to delve too much into this, but keeping them up, I mean, what frustrates them? Is it a sack on you, or is it a three and out? Do they take a lot of responsibility for that?
Usually just three and out or holding. That's what kills us.
That kills a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Especially when it's inconsistently called. But we won't go there for the rest of this conversation. Coach, this is a good battle, I think. Coach Carter, they've had back-to-back overtime games. They've won one, they've lost one. But as your guys mentioned, there's going to be no surprises Friday. You know what they're bringing to the table, and it's just, can you match it and can you beat it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, this, like you said earlier, this is my ninth season as the head coach, and I believe seven out of the previous eight years the league champion has been us or Johnstown. I think Newark Catholic had it one of those years. And I expect nothing else than to go in there and get everything that they've got to throw at us. And like you said, it's no disrespect to anybody else in the league. I think Northridge is definitely on the up right now. They're playing a really tough front-loaded schedule. I think Utica is building on a lot. Lakewood, I was able to watch them on a Thursday night earlier in the year, and they're so much more disciplined than they have been in the past. So I think every team presents challenges, but the bottom line is Johnstown's defending champion, and we got them week one of the league, and so we got to go knock them off and set ourselves up to be the team to beat.
Is this one of the games where there's probably going to be not as many possessions as in other games if they're able to handle the clock a little bit more? So do you, again, I don't want to say put more emphasis on it, but understanding even if it is a drive of seven or eight plays where you have to punt, at least flipping the field, like you need some type of momentum on almost every possession as they want to bleed that clock?
Yeah, I mean, they run the ball significantly, which is what everybody knows. That's a typical Johnstown team. So because they run the ball, it is going to shorten the game possession-wise. But our approach doesn't really change any. We talk all the time. Our goal is to put together two first downs or a score every drive. So we know we can't score every time we touch the ball. We would love to. But if we could put together two first downs, that does give us the opportunity to flip the field, like you said. It also puts us into a situation where, I mean, we're at midfield. If you've ever watched one of our games, no guarantee we're punting.
Nope,
I mean, so if we're in midfield, I love the idea of being able to put us in a situation to fake one or to leave our offense out there and go for it. And I trust our defense. I mean, we got, again, guys like JJ and the other guys on our defense who make it easy to trust them to try and go out and get a stop. So I'm not afraid to turn the ball over at midfield, getting kind of risky and knowing that our defense can go out there and get a stop.
Let's be honest. It's four down territory when you're just about at your 20.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Sometimes it is. I mean, you got to keep the game fun. I mean, at the end of the day, it is a game. I mean, a lot of people try and compare it to war and things like that. And I mean, but it's not. It's a game, and it's supposed to be fun. And I know we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. The kids put a lot of pressure on them. I mean, coaches spend a lot of times away from our family and things like that. But at the end of the day, it's a game, and it's supposed to be fun, and it's supposed to be something that creates some fun memories.
JJ, and you guys can both answer this because you're senior, so you don't have to deal with him when you're done here. But he has confidence in you guys, and that's why he does go for it on fourth down. He is a risk taker. What's it like to play for a coach like that, that definitely has the trust in his players that you guys are going to make the right play?
It definitely makes the game a lot more fun, and knowing that our coach believes in us in those situations, it's like it makes me feel a lot better about the games and all that. So yeah.
How about for you, Braden? Because again, you stepped into a role. He's got to see how you develop in the quarterback role. But he's, every time I've talked to him, he's had your back and has a total confidence. So how does that make you feel as a quarterback for this team?
Definitely makes me feel more confident because he believes in me, and I just go out there and do what I do.
Guys, it should be a fun one Friday night. Hopefully we'll have better weather than what we have today. Good luck for the league. Good luck to Johnstown. It'll be fun at Swank Field. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Go Dogs.
We'll come back and talk some girls golf. That's next as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room live from Schiff Brothers on Kate 98.7.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage in Heath. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Save space and money. Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local. Lakeside Storage Heath. 614-908-0246.
That's 614-908-0246.
Volunteering is a great way to stay active and engaged in your community. Licky Memorial Hospital will host the Polly Mitchin Volunteer Recruitment Event on Tuesday, September 30th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. in the John and Mary Alford Pavilion. Attendees can talk with current volunteers to learn about the vital role that volunteers play in providing support and comfort to patients and visitors. For more information, contact the volunteer office at 220-564-4084.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Come see us for the 2025 Factory Authorized Clearance Event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0.99% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Come see us. It'll be the best decision you make. You won't be disappointed.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love sweetness.
This is Chris from K-Steps Auto Body. There's a common misperception in the world that a dealership may be the best place to have your car fixed. And I understand why people might think that. You see the logo, and you assume that they're certified or they've had the training. There is vehicle-specific training that we take. There's vehicle-specific tools that we've purchased. But if your vehicle comes into K-Steps, we're going to have somebody that's been trained on that particular make, and more than likely that particular model, to get your car safely and efficiently put back on the road. K-Steps.com.
K-Steps, quality you can trust.
The commercial Exmark Laser Z zero-turn mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today for more details.
When I was young, people would ask me what I wanted to do when I grew up. My answer was always the same. I want to work in insurance so I can help people like my dad does. And the rest is history. I'm Cindy, and carrying out my dad's legacy is a big deal to our team. Being able to offer our clients choices as an independent insurance agency is invaluable and is part of that legacy. Auto Owners Insurance has been dedicated to the independent agency system for over 100 years. A partnership we can trust. Lewis Clark Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance, your hometown team. Lewis Clark Insurance.
Let's head back to the Licking County Locker Room Show, live at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
Well, you never know it right now the way the weather is, but it was a beautiful day for golf earlier, especially when you're able to come out with some wonderful news. We welcome in Heath Senior Outstanding Golfer of the Year, whatever you want to call it. Reagan Kelly joins us along with her head coach, Lauren Buchler. Whoever wants to make the announcement of what happened today at Sectionals, I'll let either one of you go with it.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yes, today was our sectional tournament at Black Lake Golf Course, and we advanced out as a team, and it was awesome because it's our second year in a row. And we play second, so awesome. It was awesome today.
So the team qualifies for district, and you qualified as well as an individual, because sometimes that can change a little bit. But so what did you shoot?
I shot a 77 today.
So that ties your career best, I believe. Or did you have a 75?
Yes.
I got to look at my notes here.
I've shot a 74 in tournament play before, but for our LCL tournament.
Now, see, what does that say?
Yes. So that is my career best in an LCL. So this will be in school In school matches, yes.
Okay, I dream of shooting a 77. I hit one on the first nine, but that is a great, great round. And it doesn't seem like you play with a lot of nerves. Is that true?
It has taken a lot of practice for me to get to the point that I am at with nerves and just all of the emotions. But I definitely do get nervous, okay. But I like to think I handle it pretty well because I just... It's all about compartmentalizing.
Yeah.
So if I have a bad hole, it's trying making it better on the next one because there's nothing I can do about it now. And it's also like this year with colleges and all of it, I've just been trying to block out the noise because I want to be proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I've realized it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, just me. So.
Well, it's working. So, Coach, congratulations. I mean, back-to-back
super
years
awesome.
And also sharing the LCL Cardinal Championship. So what a run it's been. And as we were talking before we came on, kind of a whole new part of this. I mean, to have this success, has it surprised you a little bit?
Honestly, not really.
Okay.
I have my girls, and I know how well and how hard they work, and it's just super exciting. I mean, we're obviously so thankful for the success that we've had, but it's because these girls have put in the work, and I'm just so proud of them.
What, when you went this morning, because I think tea times were 9:50 and 10:30, I really was paying attention. I'm telling you, I was watching. What type of inspiration, motivation, or you just let them go out and hit when you have this type of pressure?
You know, they are, at this point, I think I've been with them for so long. They're a fine-tuned machine. They know exactly what they need to do. They all have individual needs, and they're confident in them. Some of them need to hit a lot of balls at the range. Some of them need to hit just a few. Some of them need longer on the putting green. Some of them don't. So they go in very focused, very individualized, doing their own thing.
There is eye in team when it comes to golf. I mean, because you talked about it, individual scores definitely help the team. So I know there has to be some camaraderie, but do you look at the girls differently? Like, would you tell her some different advice than maybe what you tell another, or you try to keep the consistent message?
No, I think it's definitely being an educator. I think we look at all of our students differently, and I try to do that on the golf course. I know that my girls need different things, and I work hard to give each of them exactly what they need. So
let's go back to you started this up at middle school, basically. What in the world were you thinking?
So I went to our athletic director at the time, and I played golf in high school, actually ended up playing softball in college, but went to our AD at the time, and I said, why don't we have a girls' golf program? Because I knew a little fifth grader that really wanted to play golf. So he said, I don't know. Well, we need to have enough girls. So I said, all right, well, what if I start a middle school program? And he said, okay, go for it. So I did, started enough to get a middle school program. We finally had enough to have a freshman team or have a high school team, and just went over and said, hey, I think we've got enough. And I said, I hope you consider me for the position. He said, it's yours.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it started, and I couldn't be prouder of the way the program has grown.
And it's such a, every game you have the physical, every sport I should say, you have the physical and mental aspect, but I can't think there's a more mental sport than there is in golf. Because like you talked about it, and again, I hit. I'm not going to say I play. I hit them. And when it goes, it just goes. And I wonder, for someone that's as qualified and talented as you, when it has left, how do you bring it back? Because I could really use this down the road. I ain't going to lie to you.
Oh, my gosh. It has really just been, like, I don't know. It's my coach. She's helped me figure out that along the way, if you have a bad round, it does not, like, define you. And I try and bring it back because I've shot, like, the good round before, but I've also shot, like, a horrible round before. So I know the different feeling between either one. And what I always bring it back to is I'm confident, I have the skills, I have everything that it takes to get it back to where I need it. So it's just a matter of saying, I know I'm good enough, and applying that to my golf game.
Okay. All right. So reverse course, and this is me being an old cynical man, when it's going good and you're just on a roll, and I think it was – Maybe it was the last LCL matchup where you had birdies on 8, 9, and 11, so it was going good. Is there a part that creeps in and going, okay, I might have an errant one here at some point, so I've just got to stay focused and not let that get to me?
100%. I hear it all the time. It's like, are you afraid to shoot in the 60s on 18? And I'm just like, at some points, yes, because you shoot, like how I did, I shot a 36, and then that goes through your mind, especially now with all the online scoring and everything.
Yeah.
And you can check it every 5 seconds. I try not to, but that I was like, what? Like, I shot a 36. Like, this, I could have my best round ever. And then I just think about, oh, wait, I have 9 holes left to play. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened there, is I said, oh, I got a 36. Let's do it again. And then I got ahead of myself. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's hard to, like, calm yourself down sometimes, especially after you get the ball rolling that much. And then once you hit a double par or a double bogey or a bogey, it's like, oh, wait, okay, we're back. We need another birdie. Let's calm down.
I just go from triple to double bogey, and I'm happy. So. Now, do you notice that sometimes, maybe not with her, but with even some of the other players, if you see it, like, mentally, and that's where you kind of step in as a coach?
Yeah, I think my main role coaching golf, I'm a counselor most of the time on the golf course. I'm trying to talk people down all the time. But, no, I like I said, I feel like I try really hard to know my girls and know, do they need space? Do they need me to be there? What can I do, and how can I support them in that? One thing I really admire about Reagan's game is most of the time you can't tell if she just hit the worst shot of her life or the best shot of her life. You don't know, because her body language is very plain. It's straightforward.
Yep.
So I think that's super good, but I think it's taken her a lot of work to get there. But I think that's the sign of a really good golfer.
I think you nailed it, because when I watch some on TV, the ones that get truly emotional, I'm not going to say 7 out of 10 times, but usually that next tee shot can go wayward, because you have so much energy pumped up, and you still have to stay focused. And I think if you really, okay, I got a birdie, let's just move on and do what I need to do. Because it's an emotional game, but I think you can let the emotions just get the best of you.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
You really can. What part of the game do you think is the most important to scoring? Is it off the tee? Is it iron play? Is it around the green? I know the answer is D, all of the above. But if you had to pick one, what do you think is the most crucial?
Well, I would definitely say you get the most strokes taken off of your score just by short game alone.
Okay.
By chipping, putting.
Yep.
And that's final, but I will also say that it does help when your tee shots are in play, because I've been there. My miss has always been this big slice right, and it does help when my tee shots are just, like, on every time. But short game is where you're making your birdies, where you're making your pars, because you can drive the green, but if you're going to three putt, then there goes your birdie. So it's kind of like you just have to really focus on and practice and find out what you need to practice. But at the end of the day, when you're being consistent, it's short game.
Do you try to shape shots in practice? And I think that's, again, one of the more interesting and challenging parts of the game, just depending on where the flag is, if it's going to be sloped and things like that. And I know you'd rather be working on that when it's not tournament time and things like that. So how do you kind of practice that in practice?
So we have different drills every day. Lauren gives them to us.
Okay.
But it's interesting, because in practice, you'll always ask, what do I need? And I'm pretty good about voicing it and saying, oh, I need to go work on how to play this shot. So irons, like 130 yards out, that was horrible for me. So I need to go work on that. But then, so she'll send me out, and I'll go to each hole and practice that. And sometimes I'll even a lot of the time, I'll go out on my own and practice with just, like, it's, like, very the same thing over and over again. It's practicing that till you get consistency out of it and making sure I feel confident. But then it's, like, sometimes on the team, she'll be like, guys, putting was not it today. You need to go make those 3-foot putts, 50 of them right now. And it's so it's like it's very repetitive, but it helps because when you're in a tournament and then you get there, you're like, oh, I've done this 50 times in practice. Why can't I not do it 51? And most of the time you can if you have that confidence.
Do you try to balance? Because, again, because it's such a challenging game mentally, they work at it individually. Then you have to practice. Do you kind of try to balance how many swings you want them taking in between matches?
To be honest, not really. I think the girls are good at I think I have a good relationship with most of them. I guess that's what I say a lot, a relationship, relationship, relationship. I think that's how you get to know your girls, and that's how you know what they need. But they let me know I'm tired. I need a break. My back hurts. I can't do this today, and that's good. I'm glad that they feel comfortable enough to let me know those things.
Okay. Yeah. And, yeah, because, again, people don't think that – is it a contact sport? No. Mm-hmm. But your body is moving in a lot of different ways.
For sure.
And – we've seen some of the big hitters at the end of their careers. Their backs are not in good. So do you do any type of workouts, exercises to help keep that back loose, help keep your legs, you know, where they need to be?
Yeah, during the winter, I definitely try and stay conditioned, and I try and do, like, workouts with mobility and just try and keeping, like, not even as much as, like, just regular, like, workouts. I really just try and maintain my mobility throughout the winter because, yes, I'm still in practicing indoors, but if how are you, like, it's I want to gain muscle so I can hit the ball farther, and that's, like, what I've been trying to do for the past few years. But, yes, I will definitely be continuing that this winter, especially going on to college, because in college, we play 36 holes in a day.
Right.
So it will definitely, like, I'll be conditioning a lot more this winter than I have in the past. But, yes, we do.
So you have played, at least this year, from my notes, obviously Blacklick today. You've done the links, St. Albans, Denison, Virtues, Wyandotte, Cumberland, and Mastodon. Is there a favorite of that group?
Definitely Denison Golf Club.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I know. My LCL was rough there, but they have a special place in my heart because I have been a member there all summer, for the past 2 summers, and we just love it out there. It's challenging, and so I think it's a great place to practice because you can practice your distances, you can practice anything, and it makes you improve because of how hard the course plays, especially at this point in the season with it getting a little bit drier.
Right.
But yes, Denison is my favorite.
Agree with that one.
Yeah, I don't think they would either. And then I also, Virtues is another one that's challenging, but it's fun because it's, I always say it's a job to play there because of you have to think clearly about every shot, where you need to land it.
Yes,
where,
you do.
So it's fun because at some courses you don't really get to do that. Like if they're just long and flat, it's still good practice, but at the end of the day, I like a little challenge. So
this is not about me by any stretch, but you mentioned flat courses. We brought up some folks from Texas, and we played Denison. This is years ago. They stopped after 9 holes.
Really?
Because it was flat. They weren't used to the hills. And they're like, how do you guys play this? And again, I don't play. But it was fascinating to watch them so used to the flat courses in Texas, and it just, they didn't know how to deal with it. So.
And they were probably in a cart, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Walk. Yeah.
And, well, in Virtues, I had a friend of mine who won a contest out there, and we got to play, but it was after a heavy rain. So it was cart path only. That's a long course to walk.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it is. It is hilly, and it is long. I played it this summer in 100-degree heat, and everyone was like, how are you guys doing this? And I was like, barely. Yes. We're barely hanging on.
It is a walk, that's for sure. Is there a course that you enjoy?
Oh, gosh. I enjoy watching them play anywhere.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And, you know, some courses they talk about it as they want to get in your head. Do you ever have to worry about that with going to the courses? Or, again, you just let them kind of feel it on their own and do what they need to do?
Yeah, I think it's just so individualized that they have to feel it on their own. Reagan probably thinks about the course a lot more because she's been playing for so long. But we compete as you're playing against the course, and you're just trying to play well.
And Blacklick, last time I played it, I thought it was kind of tight. Am I wrong on that, or?
Definitely a little tighter than some courses we play, especially, I can think of a few holes that are just really...
A lot of trees.
A lot of heather. It is definitely a challenge off the tee, and they have longer par fives out there, so that was a little bit of a challenge today for some, but yeah, it's tighter. And fairways, and everything's running right now, and... It was funny because everything was running in the morning, and then we had our rain delay. And so then,
you did have one.
Yeah.
I thought you were hopefully going to get done before it happened.
No, we had a rain delay.
Yeah.
So then we went back out, and everything just stuck.
Flopped, yeah.
So it was interesting to see, like, the difference, but it was clean in place all day, so.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay,
that was nice.
Okay, and I think the districts are going to be the 29th at the links.
Yes.
So that helps that you've been there and kind of understand. Again, a hilly course.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit more wide open, though, would you
say? Yeah, the front is definitely a little tighter with it being in the woods, and then it opens back up on the last few holes, and then same thing, honestly, like the back opens up in the beginning and then goes through woods and is a little tighter, but the holes on the back are definitely shorter, so definitely gives you an area to get some birdies.
Do you challenge yourself to have a certain score on each hole, or do you look at it as a front nine, back nine type of deal?
So I try not to look at it as a front nine, back nine,
okay,
but that's usually what ends up happening. But it's hard to see, like, because I know it's, like, hard to see, like, a course, like, the links I could do very well at, and then the front nine I just completely, like, bomb and it's not good at all, and then I can go on to the back and try and make it better, but I try and do one hole at a time, because if I know if I do that, it's like in the past. But today, even when I had I was two over and I was like, I am not playing good. And I couldn't figure out why I was thinking that, because I was like, two over is not even bad. Like, where are you getting this from?
Yeah, where are you getting this
so
from?
I was like, this is not bad. I can literally get two birdies and it'll be fine. But I just, sometimes it's hard, especially like today in LCLs when it's so much pressure.
Yeah.
It's like you just want to stay consistent all day. And then when you hit one bad shot, it's hard to keep it together,
but
I try.
Is that kind of your philosophy too? One hole at a time. Don't look big picture. Just do what you need to do on that hole.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like I preach that all day long. Sometimes we go in little three hole stretches. We play lots of mini rounds, but I think when you get in your head, that's where you just deteriorate. And that, I guess, especially as like a female golfer, that mental, those 6 inches between your head, I say that all the time, the 6 inches between your ears,
yes,
are going to define how you play. And you can choose to make that a positive, or you can choose to let it defeat you. And we don't like to let it defeat us.
No. It's going to be very hard to replace her, but she's
yes,
she's left a legacy, and
yes,
the other players have started to pick up. I think you had two or three on the all-league team.
Mm-hmm.
So Do you feel the momentum building? I mean, I know you said you're not surprised, but really, yeah. taking what you've been able to with talented players like her to have those building blocks 100%. In place.
Yeah, I think Reagan sets a great example for her teammates. I think she goes out, and when she struggles, she goes out, I'm going to practice harder. I'm going to do better. And I think the girls really have picked up on that. And I think she's also the first person they are rooting for every single girl when they come in. And I think there's no animosity on our team. It's like we're genuinely excited for each other, which I think is a really, really cool atmosphere to be in.
Well, it's been a record-breaking season, and the more to come. I know your ultimate goal is to get to state, no question about that, but what are you looking for from your game and what do you want to focus on between now and districts in a week?
Oh, my gosh. Definitely better off the tee. Okay. Today was a little rough in that department, but that's definitely what I'll be working on, and just a little more consistency in second shots. This is funny, but my putting has really just been the thing that gets me all season. It's just like, oh my gosh, what am I doing wrong? But now putting is what I feel most confident in at the end of the season. So hopefully with a little more work this week on tee shots, we'll be perfect for districts.
Let's hope so. Well, again, congratulations. Tremendous season, tremendous career for you. I know
you.
Bigger and better things coming down the road, and that's pretty special to get done what you got done today, second year in a row, and good luck in the districts coming up.
Thank you so much.
We'll wrap up this edition of The Locker Room next, live from Ship Brothers on Kate 98.7.
The commercial Exmark Laser Z zero-turn mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today for more details.
I'm Cindy, and here at Lewis Clark Insurance, we love this season. Cool nights, stadium lights, and bleachers full of hometown fans ready to support their favorite football team. As a hometown agency since 1966, Lewis Clark Insurance is proud to represent auto owners' insurance, bringing value, reliability, and trust you can count on. We'll find the protection you need for your auto, home, small business, or life. Ready for some new plays? You'll want auto owners' insurance and Lewis Clark Insurance on your team. LewisClarkInsurance.com.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love.
Come see us for the 2025 factory-authorized clearance event.
This is Jeff from the toy store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0.99% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the toy store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Come see us. It'll be the best decision you make. You won't be disappointed.
Just like our local teams dominate the field, Win Waste Innovations dominates waste removal. They tackle your toughest disposal challenges with championship-level service for homes and businesses. From residential pickup to commercial solutions, they're the all-pro team you can trust. Score big with reliable local service that keeps our community clean. Visit win-waste.com or call 866-WIN-WASTE. And good luck to all our area teams this season. Go get that win.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage in Heath. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Save space and money. Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local. Lakeside Storage Heath, 614-908-0246.
That's 614-908-0246. Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7.
Thanks again to Heath Football and Golf. As we get ready to wrap this one up, our next Licking County Locker Room will be next Monday, of course, and we'll be spotlighting Utica. And hopefully you can join us either in person or right here on Kate 98. With it starting at 6:30 Friday night, our high school football game of the week. We're back to Swain Field. Bulldogs and Johnnies kicking out the LCL Cardinal. Pregame at 6:45 Kickoff at 7 p.m. Thanks again, CJ, on site, keeping me, I'd want to say keeping me in order, but that's too much of a tall task to ask. So he's here and he's making sure we're on the air. That's the biggest thing. This is Brian Mays. Have a great Monday evening, everyone. You've been listening to the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room Show, live from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show was brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Desserts Bakery, Lewis Clark Insurance, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lakeside Self-Storage in Heath, and Ship Brothers Brewing.